때 감정을 느끼면서 이어로 익스피리
Entonces voy a decir algunas palabras. Amados hermanos y hermanas, todos tengan muy buenos días. En estos momentos queremos entonar un canto especial. Fue la inspiración de Dios para mí. Una vez, sí.
Dear brothers and sisters, I greet you in the name of Jesus Christ this morning. And we'd like to sing for you a song that, that the Lord gave me the inspiration to write.
Una vez estaba yo enfermo, recién operado. Una vez estaba enfermo, recién operado.
One time he was very sick. And at his sickness, he was given these words.
Y ya mero terminaba este nuestro templo. Tenemos un pequeño templo así en Yobain.
We had just finished building our little church there in Yobain.
Una noche estuve pensando cuando termine nuestro templo, ¿qué vamos a cantar?
One night we were thinking as we met in the church, what is it that we're going to sing this evening?
Entonces empecé a rogar a Dios que me dé en la mente algún canto especial para cantar en nuestro templo.
And so I was praying to the Lord that he would inspire my mind, that I would have a song that we could sing to praise him in our church.
Entonces vino la inspiración de Dios en mi mente.
And the inspiration of God came into my mind.
Y entonces pude inspirar este canto para entonar.
And I was able to write the words to this song and the music also that we are going to.
Y yo quiero que ustedes entiendan las palabras.
I would like that you would be able to understand the words that we're singing.
Hace 10 años.
It's been 10 years since I wrote this song. The title of the song is Worship the Name of Jehovah. Worship the name of Jehovah in the temple always. I will worship him. Praise him in his sanctuary. Praise him with love. We are united day and night in the house of Jehovah. Worship him, all ye servants of Jehovah. In his temple, always I will praise him. Never leave him, never forget him. All of the works of our Creator, in the heavens, in the earth, and in the oceans, we see his power.
Así lo vamos a cantar y ustedes ya saben qué significa.
We're going to sing it. You now understand what we're singing.
Alabad el nombre de Jehová, en el templo siempre adoraré. Alabad el nombre de Jehová, en el templo siempre adoraré. Alabadle su santuario, alabadle con amor. Reunidos día y noche en la casa de Jehová. Alabadle siervos de Jehová, en el templo siempre adoraré. Alabadle siervos de Jehová, en el templo siempre adoraré. No te apartes ni te olvides de las obras del Creador. En los cielos y en la tierra y en los mares su poder. No te apartes ni te olvides de las obras del Creador. En los cielos y en la tierra y en los mares su poder.
I like to be here, and I'm grateful. This time, I will try to sing a song. This song is referred to a history in the Bible about a blind man named Bartimaeus. Do you say Bartimaeus? And this song tries to explain that the same Lord who did the miracles in the ancient many years ago is the same today.
Cuando el ciego escuchó que Jesús iba allí camino a Jericó, le salió a recibir, le gritaba: Señor, ten piedad tú de mí, porque ciego estoy yo y no puedo vivir. Cristo le preguntó, ¿qué puedo por ti hacer? Y con fe respondió, haz que yo pueda ver. Como escrito y está, todo puede el Señor, como ayer, hoy también y por la eternidad. Cristo le preguntó, ¿qué puedo por ti hacer? Y con fe respondió, haz que yo pueda ver. Cuando el ciego escuchó que Jesús iba allí camino a Jericó, le salió a recibir, le gritaba: Señor, piedad tú de mí, porque ciego estoy yo y no puedo vivir. Cristo le preguntó, ¿qué puedo por ti hacer? Y con fe respondió, haz que yo pueda ver. Cristo le preguntó, ¿qué puedo por ti hacer? Y con fe respondió, haz que yo pueda ver.
Do you want to hear one more? I'm going. I like very much to sing. I don't have much practice because I don't have time to practice, but I like to sing. These songs refer to part of the Bible in James, who says that now I don't live myself because Lord lives in me.
Hermanos míos, de a que aprovecha el hombre. Si algunos dicen que tienen fe y no tiene obra, puede la fe salvarle, no podrá. Cristo vive en mí, para mí el morir es vivir, para mí el morir es vivir, para mí el morir es vivir, para mí el vivir es Cristo, no vivo yo. Cristo vive en mí, para mí el morir es vivir, para mí el morir es vivir, para mí el morir es vivir, para mí el morir es vivir.
Thank you. I'm not accustomed to this guitar, so hi, Corey. Thank you.
Let's see, about here, I guess, maybe. Whoop. Oh, under there, we're on the top. And my stiff fingers.
While we're doing that, I'm going to mention, in Yucatan, we don't pay attention to the clock.
We're not going to pay attention to the clock today.
They even have clocks that sing a little song on every hour, and we still don't pay attention.
I'll get it. Okay, then you would tell the fact you want to be on.
Well, yeah, that's what I think. There you go. Amados hermanos y hermanas, una vez más, tenga muy buenos días.
Dear brothers and sisters, one more time, he wishes you a fine day today.
En esta ocasión, para mí es una ocasión inolvidable.
This occasion for me is an unforgettable occasion.
Al estar con ustedes para convivir la bendita palabra del Señor.
To be with you here and to enjoy the beautiful word of our Lord.
Primeramente quiero agradecer a los ministros de esta iglesia en darme la oportunidad para compartir la palabra de Dios con ustedes.
First, I would like to thank the ministers of this local congregation for extending to me this opportunity to preach the word of God to you.
Siempre hemos orado por cada uno de ustedes.
We have always prayed for each one of you.
Y hoy me siento muy agradecido y complacido al Señor al encontrarles en su tierra.
And today I feel very blessed and very grateful to the Lord for the opportunity to meet you here in your own land.
Una tierra rica de hermosas bendiciones.
A land that is rich in marvelous and beautiful blessings.
Es el amor de Dios en la vida de cada uno de ustedes.
This love of God that is in each of your lives.
Y siempre es nuestra oración en México que cada uno de ustedes tengan prosperidad material y espiritual aquí en su país.
And always it's our prayer in Mexico that each one of you will have temporal and spiritual prosperity here in your land.
Agradecemos infinitamente al Señor todas sus ricas bendiciones que ustedes tienen.
We are appreciative and praise the Lord for all the rich blessings that you are able to enjoy.
Por eso, en esta mañana, quiero compartir con ustedes la bendita palabra del Señor.
For this reason, I would like this morning to share with you the beautiful word of our Lord.
Pero antes quiero comenzar con un pequeño testimonio.
But before, I would like to share with you a small testimony.
Ustedes saben que el ser humano siempre es débil.
You understand that the human being is always weak.
Pues, una vez, allá en Yobain, hubo un hermano que dio su testimonio.
One time there was a brother in Yobain that gave his testimony.
Pero, su testimonio, hay algunos hermanos que casi tienen duda.
But his testimony was so marvelous that there were several of the brethren in the congregation that had doubts about it.
Y pude ver que este hermano,
I was able to see that this brother
siempre testificaba de Dios,
always testified of the Lord,
y siempre con sus lágrimas en los ojos,
and always had tears in his eyes.
Pero me sentí apenado porque mis hermanos, pues casi entiendo que no tienen interés para este testimonio.
But I was pained because I could see that some of his brothers didn't have interest or concern about his testimony.
Empecé a rogar a Dios.
I began to pray to God
que me mostrara la realidad del sueño de este hermano.
That he would show me the reality of this experience of our brother.
Una noche dormí y pude soñar algo hermoso.
One night I went to sleep and I was given a beautiful dream.
Soñé ver nuestro templo así como están. Había una silla aquí y yo estaba sentado enfrente de todos los hermanos de Yobain.
I saw ourselves in the congregation of the church, and I was seated in a chair here in front of the congregation.
De repente vi una mano fuerte así extendida sobre la hermandad.
And I was able to see a large, strong, powerful hand extended over the congregation.
Y oí una voz del cielo que dijo, la mano de Dios está sobre ustedes.
And I heard a voice from heaven saying, the hand of God is over you.
Cuando desperté, llamé a mi esposa para hacer una oración.
When I awoke, I called for my wife to come and join with me in prayer.
Dando gracias a Dios porque me ha demostrado de que Él está haciendo algo por nosotros.
Giving thanks to the Lord because He had shown me that the Lord was doing something with this congregation for us.
Empecé a decir a los hermanos que presten atención a ese sueño del hermano.
I began to tell the brethren that they should give more attention to this spiritual dream of our brother.
Pero especialmente la juventud veo que casi no les importaba.
But I noticed especially that the young people were not giving any importance to this experience.
Seguí orando al Señor. ¿Qué puedo hacer con esta iglesia que no quieren entender más las cosas del Señor?
I continued to pray to the Lord. What am I able to do for this congregation that doesn't give much interest in the things of the Lord?
Una noche empecé a pensar, ¿qué podemos hacer?
One night I began to think, what are we able to do?
De repente vino en mi mente algo de inspiración de Dios, donde puedo pensar de que es necesario que tengamos un servicio, una reunión especial.
There came into my mind an inspiration from the Lord that we need to have a service that is a special class of kind of service.
Y esta reunión especial debe llevar el nombre Momento de Reflexión.
This special service would carry a name, a moment of reflection.
En este momento de reflexión es para pensar, para meditar, ¿qué estamos haciendo?
This moment of reflection is to give us opportunity to think, what is it that we are doing?
¿Estamos sirviendo al Señor conforme a su voluntad o estamos sirviendo a Dios conforme a nuestra voluntad?
Are we serving the Lord according to His will or are we serving the Lord according to our own will?
Entonces, comencé a anunciar este servicio y empecé a pensar qué día podemos tener esta reunión.
And so I began to announce this service that we were going to have, but thinking about what day can we hold this special service.
Entonces, pude entender que solamente podemos tener en cada martes.
It was a problem because they have services almost every day. And so he was able to understand that it's going to have to be on Tuesday.
Cuando comenzamos, todos los hermanos están muy contentos y animados para esta reunión.
When we began having these services, all of the brethren were very enthusiastic and interested in this new service.
Pero después vi que solamente mi familia vienen a esta reunión.
But after a while, I saw that it was just my own family members that were coming to this special service.
Una noche después de esta reunión,
one night after our service together,
estuve muy apenado y desalentado.
I was somewhat discouraged and pained.
Le dije a mi esposa, no vamos a continuar con esta reunión, momento de reflexión.
And I told my wife, I think we'll not be able to continue with this special service, a moment of reflection.
Porque veo que la hermandad no tienen interés.
Because I saw that the congregation, the brethren, really didn't have an interest.
No quieren pensar por el bienestar de sus almas.
They weren't really concerned in thinking about the well-being of their souls.
Pues es mejor dejarlo.
It would be better just to leave it.
Pero esa misma noche dormí y soñé algo hermoso.
But this same night, I went to sleep and I dreamed something very beautiful.
En mi sueño pude ver que estoy yendo en el templo de nosotros.
In my dream, I was able to see that I was walking toward the church, of our church in Yobain.
Al llegar atrás del templo, vi un nuevo cuarto atrás del templo blanco.
Upon arriving at the back of the church, I noticed that there was a new building, a new room at the back of the church. It was a room that was very white.
Y en medio hay una puerta abierta.
In the middle of the room, there was an open door.
Y una mesa en medio y una persona así parado cortando carnes de venado así.
And I saw a person standing at a table in the middle of the room, and he was cutting venison with a knife.
Y la carne hacía un montón así sobre la mesa.
There was a mountain of this meat there cut up on the table.
Yo le pregunté al Señor, con una tenía una vestidura blanca, le dije, Señor, ¿para quién es esta comida?
This person standing there had on white clothing, and I asked him, for whom is this meat that has been prepared?
Él no me contestó, solamente estaba inclinando, trabajando.
He didn't answer me, he just kept on cutting up more meat.
De repente, miré así, una persona de vestidura blanca que estaba dando sus vueltas atrás del templo.
Suddenly I saw outside another person dressed in white clothing who was walking back and forth behind the church.
Con un pañuelo en la mano, un pañuelo blanco, viene haciendo así.
He had a white handkerchief in his hand as he walked.
Y él me contestó mis preguntas a este señor que estaba en el cuarto. Él me dijo, es para estos hermanos, dijo.
And he answered me the question that I'd asked of the other person, saying, this food is for the brothers of the congregation.
Yo le dije, Señor, es mucho la comida, ellos son pocos.
And I answered him, there's a lot of meat here, and we're just a few that meet together.
Y él me dijo, no le hace. Es para ellos, pero si no quieren, no le hace. Hay otras personas que puedan comer.
And he told me, it doesn't matter. This is for them, and if there are those who are not interested in eating, there are others who will come and partake.
Él no puede trabajar en vano, sabe lo que hace, me dijo.
He said, this person that was distributing the meat is never able to work in vain. What he has purposed will be accomplished.
Tan pronto desperté.
And then I woke up immediately.
Hablé a mi esposa para dar gracias a Dios porque pude entender que el momento de reflexión que Dios me ha puesto en la mente para hacer con mis hermanos no es en vano.
I asked my wife again to kneel with me in prayer and give thanks to God, and we were able to understand that this service of a moment of reflection would not be in vain.
Dios me hizo entender que en una reunión no hay necesidad que haya mucha gente, que digamos, si hay mucha gente es mejor para predicar la palabra de Dios, pero si nomás son dos o tres personas, no me gusta porque son pocos, no.
He caused me to understand that it doesn't make any difference if there are a multitude of people in the congregation, we will feed them the word of God. But if there are just two or three who have interest, we still will preach the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Yo le dije a mi esposa, pues entiendo que no debo de dejar esta reunión. Aunque somos dos, tenemos que ir porque la alimentación de Dios lo está preparando para nosotros.
And I told my wife, we're not able to abandon this service. Even if there are just two of us that come, God has prepared a spiritual food for those who participate.
Amados hermanos, esto es el poder de Dios en nuestra vida en México. Dios siempre está con nosotros para ayudarnos, para alimentarnos, para alentarnos, para servir a Él.
Brothers and sisters, this is our experience with our Heavenly Father in Mexico. He is always there to feed us, to strengthen us, to bless us in the work.
Entonces, por eso esta mañana quiero leer algunos pasajes de la palabra del Señor para que seamos alimentados con el Espíritu del Señor.
And so this morning I would like to read a few short passages that we would be fed the word of the Lord.
El título de nuestro aprendizaje en esta mañana, el mayor amor.
The title of my message this morning would be The Greater Love.
Vamos a buscar en San Juan, capítulo 15, versículo 13.
We're going to look in the book of John, chapter 15. The book of St. John, chapter 15, versículo
13.
Verse 13. These are the words of the Lord. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends.
La palabra de Dios, nuestro Señor Jesucristo, dijo, nadie tiene mayor amor que este, que uno ponga su vida por sus amigos. Amados hermanos, hemos mencionado las bendiciones de Dios en todo lo material.
We've mentioned the blessings of God in the material things of life.
Ahora vamos a pensar algo de lo espiritual, porque lo espiritual lo necesitamos mucho en nuestras vidas.
Now let's discuss some of the spiritual things, because it is the spiritual things of life that we need in our lives.
En medio de nosotros hay un amor incomparable de Dios.
In the midst of us, there's an incomparable love of God.
El mayor amor de Dios es cuando vino para morir por cada uno de nosotros.
The greater love of our God, Jesus Christ, is that He came to die for us.
Y por medio de su muerte en la cruz, podemos encontrar la salvación de nuestras almas.
And only by the means of His death on the cross are we able to find salvation for our souls.
Vamos a buscar otro pasaje en Segundo de Pedro.
We're going to read in 2 Peter, the book of 2 Peter, chapter
3,
chapter 3 of 2 Peter, verse 9. It says this, The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
Dice la palabra de Dios, hermanos, dice que el Señor no tarda su promesa.
God will not delay His promise to the children of men.
Como muchas personas en el mundo tardan su promesa.
Like many people in the world delay and fall short of their promises.
Pero nuestro Dios es paciente para cada uno de nosotros.
But God is patient for every one of us, with every one of us.
Él no quiere que ninguno de sus hijos perezcan, sino que todos procedan al arrepentimiento.
He doesn't wish any one of His children to die, to perish, but that they would come to repentance.
Este es el mayor amor para nosotros en nuestra vida espiritual.
This is that greater love of God for us in our lives.
Gracias a Dios que ustedes siempre tienen esta creencia y fe en el Señor.
Thanks be to God that each of you always have this faith and this hope in the Lord.
Como también nosotros en México, siempre tenemos servicios, siempre servimos a nuestro Dios, siempre oramos por cada uno de ustedes.
As we in Mexico always desire to serve the Lord, as we meet together and as we pray for each of you.
Y en estos momentos me siento muy agradecido al Señor porque hemos llegado aquí con bien y pasar momentos de gozo en medio de ustedes.
And I'm grateful to our Lord that we've arrived well in the midst of you and that we've passed many joyous moments in your presence.
Vamos a buscar otro pasaje en Ezequiel.
Let's look now in the book of Ezekiel.
33.
Chapter 33.
1.
Ezekiel chapter 33. We're going to read
33. Ezequiel 33. Versículo.
Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 11. Say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye, turn from your evil ways, for why will you die, O house of Israel?
Amados hermanos, la palabra de Dios dice que Él no quiere que perezcamos. Él no quiere que estemos a su izquierda.
The word of the Lord says that He does not desire that any of us perish, that any of us would be found on His left hand.
Este es el mayor amor de Dios en medio de nosotros, porque Él no quiere destruirnos.
This is that greater love of God in the midst of us. He does not desire that any of us be destroyed.
La palabra del Señor dice que no quiere que un hombre malo sea destruido, sino Dios quiere que esta persona se arrepienta y sirva al Señor.
The Word of God tells us that He has no desire that the wicked man among us is destroyed, but that he would be brought to repentance and to service of the Lord.
Por eso dice, volveos, volveos de vuestros malos caminos. ¿Por qué moriréis? Hermanos, esto es el amor de Dios que nos tiene. Hoy es un tiempo que debemos de arrepentirnos, debemos de servir a Dios, debemos de animarnos para buscar nuestra salvación.
The Lord calls to us and says, turn you from your evil ways. This is the love of God that works among us, calling us to repentance, that we might have our souls saved.
Porque las divinas manos de nuestro Dios están extendidas para cada uno de nosotros.
Because the loving, divine hands of our Lord are extended to each one of you.
Hoy es un tiempo. Es un tiempo hermoso que debemos de oír la voz del Señor.
Today is the time. This is the time, the beautiful time, to listen to the Word of God.
Busquemos en Juan 14:23.
We're going to turn again to the book of John, chapter 14.
Juan 14:23.
Chapter 14, verse 23. Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him.
Nuestro Señor Jesucristo dijo estas palabras. Dice, el que me ama, mi palabra guardará, y mi Padre le amará, y vendremos a él, y haremos morada con él. Es una promesa de nuestro Señor Jesucristo incomparable. Si nosotros guardamos su palabra, oímos su palabra, él nos puede amar, y puede estar con nosotros. Para hacer una morada.
This is the great promise of our Lord Jesus Christ, that if we will hear His words, if we will obey and keep His word, then He will be with us and make His abode within us.
Y no queremos ser la morada de nuestro Dios, Seguramente que sí, ¿verdad? Por eso estamos reunidos para servirle.
Certainly we care that the abode of our Lord Jesus Christ is within us. And this, for this reason are we gathered together to hear his word.
Vamos a buscar otro pasaje.
We're going to look now in the Book of Mormon.
645.
Capítulo y versículo.
Capítulo 5.
No. Chapter 5. Verses 48 and 49. Chapter 5 of 3rd Nephi.
Tercer Nefi, capítulo 5.
3rd Nephi, chapter 5, 40. Verses 48 and 49.
48 y 49.
And again, more blessed are they who shall believe in your words, because that ye shall testify that ye have seen me, and that ye know that I am. Yea, blessed are they who shall believe in your words and come down into the depths of humility and be baptized, for they shall be visited with fire and with the Holy Ghost.
Palabras que hemos leído.
Dear brothers, these words that we've read
nos hace pensar nuestra salvación.
Cause us to think about our salvation.
Si creemos en el Señor, seremos salvos.
So if we believe in the Lord, we shall be saved.
Dice, los que todavía no han recibido el bautismo, si pueden recibirlo, pueden arrepentirse, pueden recibir el perdón de sus pecados.
Those who have not yet received baptism are able to repent and be baptized and receive the forgiveness of your sins.
Ruego en el nombre de Dios, si hay alguno entre ustedes que no han recibido el bautismo, hoy es tiempo. Hoy es un tiempo aceptable para la salvación.
I pray to God that if there be any in your midst who have not yet received the Lord and been baptized, today is the time. This is the acceptable time to receive him and be baptized.
Hoy es un tiempo de servir a Dios. Es un tiempo que necesitamos buscar nuestra salvación.
This is the day to serve the Lord. This is the day to search for our salvation.
Este es el amor de Dios en medio de nosotros.
This is that great love of God in the midst of us.
Pero si nosotros no escuchamos el llamado de Dios,
but if we do not listen to the call of God,
¿qué será de nosotros?
What shall be our case?
Sin duda, una destrucción.
Without doubt, a destruction of our souls.
Pero si lo hacemos,
but if we do,
tenemos una recompensa en los cielos.
We shall have a reward in the heavens.
Vamos a buscar el último pasaje, Mateo 25.
We're going to read the last passage in Matthew
34. Capítulo 25, versículo 34.
Chapter 25, verse 34. St. Matthew, chapter 25, verse 34. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world.
Estas son las palabras que va a decir nuestro Dios cuando venga.
These are the words that our Lord will say when he comes.
Venid benditos de mi Padre, heredad el reino preparado para vosotros desde la fundación del mundo.
Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world.
Amados hermanos, no perdamos esta oportunidad.
Brothers and sisters, let's not lose this opportunity.
Hoy es un tiempo aceptable para servir a Dios.
This is the acceptable time to serve our God.
Vamos a dejar todas las cosas de este mundo.
Let's leave behind the things of this world.
Porque las cosas de este mundo trae destrucción de nuestras almas.
Because the things of this world bring the destruction of our souls.
Pero las cosas de Dios, la palabra del Señor, su santa ley, nos sirve para llevarnos a la eternidad.
But the things of God, His holy law, serve us to take us to the kingdom of our Father.
Que Dios les bendiga, hermanos.
May God bless you each, brothers and sisters.
Thank you very much, brothers. It does my heart good to hear the plead from my brothers south of the border, down Mexico way, as the song says. And I guess until you become a little acquainted with individuals, you might be a little skeptical of their true intent. But I don't see how there could be any skepticism now. At least there's not for me. Not that I particularly had a skepticism, don't misunderstand. But we all have different degrees of faith, different degrees of confidence, different degrees of hope. But God would have us to do our best, whatever our abilities are. And I believe our song will kind of reflect that here as I glance down at the names. Would you stand and let's sing number 167. I will ask a blessing upon the food that's been prepared, and we do have food, plenty of, I'm sure, for everyone. So please stay and eat with us and enjoy our association. Number 167, would you stand, please?
Thank you.